Lori Houston's News for the Heart is dedicated to helping you give a voice to your own soul. Our hearts have the power to free us from pain and the struggles that keep us from awakening to our true essence. Join Lori now as we delve into our heart and soul to find the path that will open us to the possibilities and lead us to the life we love to live.
Hey, welcome back. This is News for the Heart. And today I have Jean Adrian with me. Now, Jean is with me twice a month. So this is our second one this month. And I do believe that there are five Mondays. So we won't hear from her again until, oh my God, it'll be September.
Yeah.
And possibly the 7th, which is Labor Day. We might want to reschedule that.
No, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, well, holidays, man. I don't get enough of them. All right. So we've got this great support group that is going to be starting on the very next day after our next show, which is Tuesday the 8th. And, you know, we should talk about that because I think that's going to be, you know, an awesome experience. It actually kind of fits in with what I want to bring up as a topic today, which is, you know, what do we do with people feeling stuck? Now, I have to say, I've been in this energy, and I know what it's like. The thing is, there's two kind of cases that I kind of go over. Both of them have to do with low self-esteem or low confidence. But the one has to do with a relationship. And you know, I don't really know what more I can do because it's been about a 4-year battle almost. Mm-hmm. And then she'll get in this funk and it's like she cyber stalks and she, as soon as she gets anxious, she starts to cyber stalk and then she gets, you know, really upset with herself. And I know that there are things, and I know that my next blog is going to be about, you know, getting it before it goes into huge drama. But like this morning, it was like, you know, I'm never going to do anything with my life, and you know, I may as well give up, and I've given up on my dreams. And it's like, wow, one person can do this to you that you haven't been in a relationship for basically 3 years. I understand that it's part of, you know, her mother's pattern. And in fact, it's very ingrained in her from her mother, because her mother actually sent her away to Italy when she was 9 months old and then didn't bring her back until she was 4. And she was dealing with
major abandonment.
Major abandonment, but the mother was dealing with her father, who was cheating on her. So it is, you know, this is kind of her area where she picked up her mother's stuff as well as abandonment. And then, of course, when she came back at 4 years old, she didn't know her mother. So she didn't want to leave. She didn't want to leave Italy and her grandmother and the strong woman that was there. So I get kind of that stuff, but, you know, it gets really...
Well, that's, you know, that's really some huge stuff for a child, because children, especially under the age of 5, don't like change. They really get messed up when you screw with their routine. So she had it done to her twice.
Sure.
You know?
Sure. But when you deal with the same issue for 3 years, a couple times a week, and you think you get it, and she's ready to move on, and then she'll just cyberstalk and get miserable again and go back into drama again.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a little challenging.
Well, and what it feels like to me is, especially with the cyberstalking, that it does go back to that early childhood, the formative years. And, you know, cyberstalking is all about control.
Sure.
You know, trying to control areas in her life that are not controllable by her because they don't relate to her. They're not her stuff.
Right. Right. Yep. But she gets the low self-esteem because, you know, something has triggered her. You know, now she thinks she's not being remembered or that she's not special enough to be remembered because her partner is in another relationship. Mm. Even though I've tried to convince her that her partner is not growing and she says she wouldn't ever want her partner back, she's still stuck on everything. I just, you know, at some point, I guess you kind of just let go. And I'm getting to that point of wanting to just let go. And, but, you know, at the same time, like, I think it's really important to understand that, you know, there is a point. There is a point where it's just anxiety. And I think with all of our, you know, major issues, which is really what I want to talk about, there is this beginning point that you either, you can make a choice at that point. You can make a choice at any time in the process, but there's a beginning point where you can make a choice not to do it, not to cyberstalk, not to go to the fridge, not to, you know what I mean? Like there is a point where it's just a bit of anxiety or it's this, it's like the trigger to the trigger where you have to make a conscious choice before it gets to the point where you're ready to give up on life and, you know, everything that goes with it, even though...
Yeah, I mean, that's called nipping it in the bud, isn't it?
Right. And so that is kind of, that's what my next blog is going to be about. And I'm probably going to write it today or tomorrow so I can get a head start for September so that I can get it out before our support group starts. But, you know, I just... there's that moment. And, you know, I had a teleconference, actually it was a video conference with Thomas Campbell and there were a few other intuitives. And we talked about this process and he actually offered some really interesting advice about, you know, going multidimensional and, you know, doing some of the work in the, you know, in another dimension to assist them from a higher space. Mm-hmm. And that's actually, you know, that is a major, like an amazing piece of information. But once it gets to a certain point, none of that information helps because they're in full blown out trigger. Right. And even though when we talk face to face or Skype face to face, you can, you know, I have a calming presence, so that calmingness kind of spreads out, everything seems well, and then two or three days later, back into the drama.
Yeah, it's interesting what you said that Thomas said, because that's the same sort of thing that Alea Dow offers up in her work as well. And how she frames it is that what you do is you go to your higher self and you ask your higher self to provide for the other person the information that would assist them in a way that they can best utilize it from their current state of consciousness. And then you back away. You just allow that to happen. You know, you don't do it with your mind. You just set the intention that the information be sent, because one of her teachings is that all one soul ever really wants from another soul is information.
Right.
It's all about collecting information. Right. So,
and giving it to your mind doesn't really help because we have to bypass the head. Right. For them to really understand and get it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I started doing that, but I guess I'll just have to continue something or not.
Yeah. You know, you have to, from a personal standpoint, you have to look at whether that's serving you or not.
Well, the other thing I think about, of course, as we all do, as, you know, as conscious beings, is what part of this is my issue?
Yeah.
And although I don't have these kind of triggers with relationships, I don't really understand those triggers with relationships. I do get that I sabotage my health a lot, even though I've been listening to the Sleep Your Fat Away for, I think now, 5 months. We're mm-hmm. in my fifth month. You know, there are things that I still sabotage, and I get that, and maybe I... But see, I don't ever give up. Like, I don't ever get to that place where I want to give up. And maybe that's someone reaching out to ask for help, except, you know, when it's done every, like, when it's done every couple days, it just feels like, you know, so much more than somebody reaching out and really asking. Like, sometimes people just want, you to accept them.
Yeah.
And I get that.
And I understand that the reason why she cycles through this every couple of days is because she's not getting some need met.
For sure.
And, you know, I mean, I think you and I both understand that there's no one outside you that can meet these deep-seated needs. You have to learn to find that vibration or that frequency inside yourself.
Right.
And it sounds like that she's still reaching out, trying to get you to meet some need.
Right.
You know, but I would say maybe as far as, you know, what's it showing to you, maybe you're looking at it too specifically as far as the message being the exact same message from her that hers is.
Right.
And maybe it's not the exact same message. So maybe if you look at it in a more general term, you'll get whatever the message is. I think that we talked about this on our last show, so stop me if I'm going back into old...
I think we talked about it on your show. Oh, no, we...
About the whole thing about lying, and I couldn't figure out what the lesson was.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I finally got it.
Right.
It took me 3 clients to get it. And, you know, and once I did, it was profound. The amount of shift in my life since I got the message has been huge. And I don't even know if even on my show I completely gotten it. The bottom line on it was that I had lied to myself before I incarnated. And because I sold myself short, and I lied to myself that I wasn't good enough to do the complex mission that was being presented to me, that it could be mine. And I said, no, I can't handle that. But where I ended up really having to do some serious healing on it was I had to go back and pretty much like throw myself on a sword to spirit and get down on my knees and apologize for, you know, basically not being who I really am. And the ramifications of that have been huge. I mean, if I say that my life today doesn't look anything at all like it did 2 weeks ago, that would probably be an understatement. Hmm. And especially from the physical, because I was actually, in processing all that, I actually started to have physical manifestations. And they were all pretty much on the gallbladder meridian, which is about not being able to digest beliefs and lives and life and things like that. And once I actually got the message and did the healing work on it, all the physical manifestations went away immediately. Hmm. So, you know, we We play it out at so many different levels.
Yeah, and maybe that's something, like, I know that I've been stuck in the past, and we've kind of gone through some of the stuff, and it was, in my case, mostly about financial stuff, and then now it's kind of being played out health-wise. But I'm just trying to think if, at what way do I need to expand that? Maybe if you could do some clearing cards on that when we come back from break, mm-hmm. and see if there's anything that I need to sort of get from that, or what part I need to get from that, and maybe just spend some time, because it's really coming to a place where I'm getting, you know, a little frustrated and trying to work around it. Even though I can come from a place of love and compassion, I'm getting too exhausted with it.
Yeah. Well, you know, and it's a conundrum. I get that.
Yeah.
You know, because we commit to be of service.
Yeah.
But when we're being of service and the person that we are working with isn't benefiting, because if they relapse back into the same pattern almost immediately, then they are not benefiting. No. Then it can potentially begin to degrade our personal self-esteem with respect to our work.
Right.
Okay. Right. You know, you could potentially fall into that pratfall of, okay, so maybe my work is not good enough because why isn't this person getting it?
Right.
And don't go there.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
And sometimes you just have to say, you know, I'm sorry, but I can't help you. You maybe need to go find somebody else.
Right. Right. Yeah. With both of these people, I've probably known them like 10 or more years.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So let's go to our first break. You are listening to News for the Heart. This is an interesting show because it's kind of dealing with, you know, what we have to deal with. But I think at the same time, it helps us understand ourselves and look at our lives in a unique way in allowing us to move through certain things. And so seeing maybe one of us go through our process can assist you to evolving as well. So we are getting to the heart of what matters, and we will be right back. Hi, I'm Lori Houston, and I have a great show on bmajor.org called News for the Heart. I'm an intuitive counselor, coach, and teacher with professional qualifications and certifications, as well as natural clairsentient and claircognizant abilities. I've been on my spiritual path for over 20 years, and during that time have acquired, through extensive studies, teachings, and sacred texts, over 30 different healing modalities, which are continuously being added to, as life is an ongoing journey. My passion is on relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that is blocking you, and awakening consciousness as we become more heart-centered. You can find out more about me at my website, intuitivesoul.com, or call me at my toll-free number, 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685. And I'd be honored to connect with you. Let's get to the heart of what matters. Do you want to become more empowered, connected with your core, guided by your heart and soul's purpose, be more balanced, and have more mindfulness? Are you searching for the answers, wanting to understand your relationships better? Why your intimate relationships, friends, family, and even work colleagues can impact your quality of life? How your relationships interfere with your business, career opportunities, and even starting your own business? I'm Lori Houston. I have a free weekly advice column with bmajor.org called Heart Lessons. Our hearts have the power to free us from pain and the struggle that keep us from awakening to our true essence. You can send me your questions, or for more personal guidance, contact me at intuitivesoul.com. Or call me at my toll-free number, 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685. And let's get to the heart of what matters to see your heart lessons.
Want to know where you can hear Lori Houston's News for the Heart? Well, that's easy. You can tune in to Lori via Clear Channel's iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, and at bmajor.org. Now, back to Lori Houston and News from the Heart.
And welcome back. This is News for the Heart. I have Jean Adrian with me. If you want more information about Jean, you can go to her website, jeanadrian.com. If you want more information about myself, go to intuitivesoul.com. We've been talking a little bit about, you know, what it's like when people are stuck, and specifically, I'm stuck dealing with a stuck person. And we're gonna deal with that. We're gonna do a clearing around that to assist if there's anything that I need to still see about that topic. Jean and I do 2 shows a month on News for the Heart, and we also do a live show every first Thursday of the month where you can call in and get a reading. You go to healthylife.net, and I'm going to guess at this again. I believe the number is 800-555-53.
No, 5453.
There you go, 5453. And it is, again, the first Thursday. It's at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. It's a live show, and you can call in, and you'll get a free reading and a free clearing, and it's going to be just like what Jean's going to do right now for me.
Yeah, so let's see if we can get a handle on this stuckness that is being shown to you by your client that doesn't seem to be apparently obvious to you about what she's showing you.
Right.
So, Lori, take a moment, surrender to spirit, and ask for help. Okay. So, this stuckness goes back to gestation. So this is something that happened to you while you were still in your mother's womb. It's second trimester issues. And, the interesting thing, my philosophy about gestation, and because I know you well enough to know that you were adopted, a common thread with children who are put up for adoption is the fact that during the second trimester of gestation, the mother, at a subconscious level, disconnects from the baby because she knows she's going to have to give them up. And it's during that second trimester that the mother's job really kicks in from a training standpoint. At conception, the parents come together, the mother provides the egg, the father provides the sperm. But in addition to his genetic material, the father also provides the primary emotional components to the child. And those go into the child's being at the point of conception. And the mother's job during the first trimester is to provide that warm, moist place for the egg to implant and to begin to divide and grow. Her work kicks in the second trimester. And the job of the mother during the second trimester is, at a subconscious level, to teach that fetus, that embryo, how to use the primary emotions, what they are and how to use them. And that takes place, like I said, at the level of a higher self or subconscious, whatever you want to call it. So when the mother disconnects, 2 things happen. 1 is the fetus feels abandoned, and 2, the fetus doesn't get the training that they're supposed to get in the womb. Okay, so let's see what the setup is around this for you, Lori. Okay, so the first thing is betrayal and being lied to. And the second setup says loved one taken away, which kind of ties right into my theory there. All right. So let's go to the yellow cards, which are the soul reaction cards. And let me get everybody else's energy off of this. And let's pull a yellow card for Lori. It's this one. And the soul reaction on this, what it did to your soul, was that your instincts and your self-worth were wounded. So your gut reactions don't always give you the highest service, whatever. All right, and then there is a stuck belief. That's the blue card. So let me pull a blue card for Lori. And the belief is a belief in struggle. I have to struggle to earn love. And so what your client does with the struggle is, you know, this compulsive behavior that ends up pushing love away. Right. For you, I think the struggle at this point in your life is evolving around physical issues, making it difficult for you to have the energy to manifest what you want in your life. Does that make sense?
Sure.
All right, so let's do the clearings. So I'm going to pull three of the green cards, and then we'll see if we need to pull any others. All right. One, two, and three. Okay, so the first clearing is for you to look in your body and in your field and just find all the areas of old stuck energy that are keeping you from manifesting perfect health, but it's energies that go all the way back to gestation that keep you stuck in struggle. And just ask Spirit to take them out of your body, out of your field, and take them to the light. Oh boy, that's an interesting insight. So this person contacts you every couple of days wanting help. And I think that in the womb, you were reaching out to your mom going, wow, I'm here. Can you hear me? Can you notice me? Can you pay attention to me? And she was shut down. And that's kind of, yeah, interesting. Okay, so the next clearing says for you to look out at the edge of the field and find this transparent egg of protection that you put around yourself when you didn't get what you needed. And now it's keeping you from getting anything you need. And when you find it, I just want you to dissolve it with your attention and your intention. Good. All right. And now imagine that you're looking into a mirror, and in the mirror, you're going to see an image looking back to you. And whatever that image is, it really relates to how you saw yourself before you were born. I just want you to gently blow on that image and just blow it away so that you can see who you really are. Good. And now I want you to go back and find you in the womb in about the 4.5 month of gestation time period. Tiny little peanut. And I want you to help little bitty Lori to forgive. To forgive her mom for not paying attention to her, not hearing her, not teaching her. Not loving her the way she wanted to be loved. And then she needs to forgive herself because she thinks it's all her fault. Good work. Right. So, Laura, you get blessings from the angels for doing this work to free yourself from the cycle and maybe free yourself from this client. Or maybe your healing will help this client to heal, because we are all connected. So let's see what your blessings are. First blessing is a blessing of union and the ability to accept love from yourself, from God, from your family, from a partner, from clients. The second blessing is a healing, healing from your awakened inner. And the final blessing is release from overwhelm. Right. So it's gratitude that owns this clearing. So just take a moment and give thanks to your angels, your teachers, and your guides, and all those of the light who are supporting you in being the wonderful being of service that you are.
Thank you, Jean.
You're very welcome.
And then,
so did that resonate?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Well, you know, also listeners, if you go on my website, jeanadrian.com, and you sign up for my newsletter, if you've not already done so, it will send you a link where you can get a subscription, a free subscription, unlimited use, to the online version of the cards I just used. It's my gift to you.
And we're starting a support group that will assist people like this once a week. It will be on Tuesdays. It will be at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And it starts on the 8th. So go to my website for now, or go to our Facebook pages, and we have a link there that will take you to the website. If you go to my website, I have a banner partway down. I have it in my service section. If you look at the tab for service, and it will be there as heart-based support group. And, you know, it's a reasonable price. It's only $44 a month, and that gives you 4 calls, and we can give you private in-group sessions, so that whatever people are dealing with, we can assist and change the energy. And that's what we're kind of creating it for, kind of like situations like this, where, mm-hmm. you know, we are all together, and we are all having, you know, interesting challenges in, you know, working through these, you know, energies that are very intense at times to assist us to evolve towards love. And since that's our goal, that's what it's all about. And we're working towards it. And we're going to have some great people, you know, join us every once in a while. I'm confident that Christopher Papadopoulos will be joining us, and he's written a great book, as well as we've done some great interviews on, you know, on how to get out of our stories, how to bring peace into our bodies, and how to get more into our bodies so that we can be in the present moment. I highly recommend his book. It will be coming out in October, but you can get it at the publisher's website right now.
Neat. Yeah.
But we have some great tools to assist, and this is the, you know, Jean does great clearings, as you've just witnessed, and I do intuitive readings, and, you know, that's kind of why we're all together. We're here to assist you, to help you move through these times, and we want to be there for you.
Speaking of these times, mm-hmm. what's going on astrologically right now?
Well, we still are... Yeah, I might get back to you as to as to what's going on, because there is a few things. We still have Venus in retrograde, which of course is kind of important. But there's a lot of stuff.
There's some Uranian stuff happening, isn't there?
Oh yeah. I think specifically for you, did Uranus go retrograde maybe?
Maybe, I don't know. But I'll tell you, one of the things that I'm dealing with, struggling with, focusing on, is not allowing myself to get pulled down into lower energies or lower dimensions. And it's very present. It's in my face right now. And I know that this is a powerful month for me. You know, I'm not that good with astrology, but I do have an astrologer, and I get my moon cycle done every month. And this month I have seven direct inputs into my chart.
Oh.
It's...
Yeah, Uranus like is
said,
retrograde.
Jean, this is going to be a life-changing month for you.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, like, for example, the new moon was right exactly on my Mars.
Right, and we just had that on the 14th.
Right. So that was the first one. The crescent moon, it was in Libra, and it was right exactly on my Neptune. First quarter in Scorpio is a degree off from my moon. Yeah. And right. It just goes on like that all month long. My chart looks like a freaking bullseye.
Yeah. And that happens. And there are times when, you know, there are some big challenges. I mean, we have Saturn just went direct, which means that energy is back and that's the taskmaster. And it's kind of the last time it's going to be in Scorpio for another 29 years. So it's kind of dealing with that last bits of death and rebirth, I guess, mm-hmm. because that's what Scorpio is all about. And then we're moving into Sagittarius for the next 2.5 years because it's been in Sagittarius for a little while. Then it retrograded. And yeah, so that's, you know, that may be part of it. Uranus is retrograde right now. I mean, it does every year, like most of the other, all the outer planets go retrograde. So yeah, I think it's just, you know, challenging times. I think with Venus in retrograde, that affects women a lot. So I think it's just an intense time, I think. You know, considering it's August and most people go on vacation, it would be really good to just go on vacation until, what is it, the 6th or something, I think.
I don't know.
It's a 6th.
You know, I'm a pacifist, okay? You know, and I believe in live and let live, and I believe in creating the reality I desire for myself. And one of the things that has just come up into my face in the last 2 weeks, that's why I really would love to know where this comes from in my chart, is that I've had people come into my life who are ultra-conservative. Up here in the mountains, we call them preppers. They're preparing for the coming apocalypse.
Oh.
They stockpile food. They stockpile weapons. And they stockpile bullets.
Wow.
So that they can defend what's theirs, quote unquote,
right,
when people come and try to take it away from them. And all of that is so completely foreign to my belief systems,
right,
my reality. And so, you know, my question, kind of like yours, was why have I manifested this in my life? You know, this cyber stalker is not benefiting from my work kind of thing. Well, for me, it's, okay, what is the lesson for me in all this fear? That, I mean, I don't even know how to have a conversation with these people on a good day. And so I don't. I just keep my mouth shut and listen to them.
Right.
But then I have to clear myself when I'm not in their presence because, you know, it's lowest common denominator, you know?
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there is a part of me that knows at some point something is going to happen that will, you know, change the way we have lived our lives.
Right.
And I do know that it's possible that, you know, where I'm living is not going to be a place to live during those times because I'm still, although on the outskirts of the city and in an area that's very, it's still in the city. So, yeah, like you know, you luckily already have your place. Mm-hmm. I may be coming up there. Who knows?
You can.
I guess it's
You're
down.
Always welcome here.
Yeah, but for life.
Whatever this is, I don't think it's going to be like for life. You know?
You don't?
I think it's going to be a transition time. And I'm thinking that we may go through some changes that are going to be uncomfortable, but it's just to move us from one reality to the next.
Yeah. Yeah. I think a lot of change is going to happen in the planet, though. And if it does, I mean, I keep seeing it being one of the grids going out, which means we won't have electricity and we won't have, mm-hmm. We'll no longer have internet or all the things that we have sort of depended upon.
Right.
So I don't know. And I mean, maybe that can be fixed somehow. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But I also know, and I have the trust in the divine plan, whatever that is and whatever sure. that means, that I'm going to be taken care of. I'm going to be okay. That in the long run, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
And so, you know, maybe I'm just lucky because I live, you know,
Where
in
you
the
live?
Mountains,
yeah.
You know, on the oldest mountain range, I think in the world, maybe the Appalachians, and with no active volcanoes or anything like that.
Good point. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, so if this tsunami happens in the Canary Islands that, you know, causes a wall of water to destroy the eastern half of North America, you know, I think I may have beachfront property.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, there's some really bizarre stuff flying around on the internet and on late night radio on coast to coast. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the conspiracy theory is big these days. I mean, there's a lot of people that, and some of it I resonate with, and I don't resonate with any of the fear parts.
No.
I just know that something will happen and therefore, you know, changes will have to be made just because there's been too much has been going on, like too much. I don't know. We've become too dependent on the dollar. We've become, you know, too dependent on technology. And I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens. I mean, it could be a world where the computers take over. You know, we had an interesting conversation with Thomas Campbell about how it is possible for computers to become conscious.
Mm-hmm.
And when and if that happens, you know, they will have a soul. So how would that relate in the in the consciousness of the one? I mean, it's an interesting concept. And if computers ever get to that point, then I guess, and they say they've already have, then it is possible, I guess, that, you know, they could fix any of the problems, maybe. I guess it depends what happens with the grid, whether that is actually blown out or I don't know.
Well, I love my computer and I'm always really nice to her, so I'm hoping she'll take really good care of me. Did you hear that, little Mac?
Yeah. Interesting thoughts, though. All right, let's go to our next break. You are listening to News for the Heart. I have Jean Adrian with me. If you want more information about Jean, go to her website, jeanadrian.com. If you want more information about myself, intuitivesoul.com. If you want to know about our support group, go to intuitivesoul.com. Check for the banner that's partway down the page or look on my service menu and pull up Heart-Based Support Group. And we'll be right back. Hi, I'm Lori Houston, and I have a great show on BeMajor.org called News for the Heart. I'm an intuitive counselor, coach, and teacher with professional qualifications and certifications, as well as natural clairsentient and claircognizant abilities. I've been on my spiritual path for over 20 years, and during that time have acquired through extensive studies, teachings, and sacred texts over 30 different healing modalities, which are continuously being added to, as life is an ongoing journey. My passion is on relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that is blocking you, and awakening consciousness as we become more heart-centered. You can find out more about me at my website, intuitivesoul.com, or call me at my toll-free number, 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685, and I'd be honored to connect with you. Let's get to the heart of what matters. Do you want to become more empowered, connected with your core, guided by your heart and soul's purpose, be more balanced, and have more mindfulness? Are you searching for the answers, wanting to understand your relationships better, why your intimate relationships, friends, family, and even work colleagues can impact your quality of life? How your relationships interfere with your business, career opportunities, and even starting your own business? I'm Lori Houston. I have a free weekly advice column with BeMajor.org called Heart Lessons. Our hearts have the power to free us from pain and the struggle that keep us from awakening to our true essence. You can send me your questions or for more personal guidance, contact me at intuitivesoul.com or call me at my toll-free number 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685. And let's get to the heart of what matters to see your heart lessons.
Want to know where you can hear Lori Houston's News for the Heart? Well, that's easy. You can tune in to Lori via Clear Channel's iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, and at bmajor.org. Now, back to Lori Houston and News from the Heart.
And welcome back. This is News for the Heart, and we have been getting to the heart of what matters. We've been kind of talking about a few different things, and we did a great clearing for me to help me assist with getting stuck and dealing with people that are stuck. I'm talking, of course, with Jean Adrian, and I have to say that you are probably one of my closest friends these days.
Aww.
And we have a great support group. Now, I've been telling everybody to go to my site, but by the time this is airing, it should definitely be on Jean's site as well. It's just, again, the banner. So go to Jean Adrian, look for the banner with our beautiful faces on it, and it will click over to my page so that you can get ready to feel 100% supported. And it's only $44, so take advantage of it, because we'll all be able to work this together, and I think that's really what's important. So we also wanted to talk about one more thing, and let's do that before the show ends. So, Jean, you wanted to talk about a book that you've been starting to read.
Yeah. One of the things that I think a lot of us are processing right now has to do with conflict. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I think that's a common issue that we all have of either dealing with conflict, or, you know, in my case, what I've chosen to do for most of my life is not deal with it. You know, run, hide, and don't, you know, move away from it. That's kind of been my modus operandi for most of my life, but that's not the healthy thing, you know, and I've understood this. And I got involved with a group of people that had some conflict over the past 6 months or so, and we stumbled onto this book. The book is called The Eye of the Storm, and instead of E-Y-E, it's I, the letter I, like the me of the storm. And it's about embracing conflict and creating peace. And this book, if you've not heard of it, is a mind blower. I highly recommend it. You can get it on Amazon. You can buy it used for next to nothing. The author of it is Gary Simmons. And Gary Simmons is a martial art. He's like a Taekwondo black belt. And so he takes all of his studies in martial arts and brings them into, along with spiritual principles and things like that. But he brings that martial arts philosophy into the whole mix to help us to look at conflict from a different way. And the first piece that I've taken away from this has to do with this old limiting belief that so many of us have had, and that I have had as well, about other people being against me. And when it comes up for me, usually the pattern has to do with I get improperly or unjustly accused about something. And that will trigger me in going into this downward spiral of feeling separate, feeling that somebody's against me, and, you know, and then going into fear and just not dealing with stuff in a healthy way. And like I said, my old pattern was to run, to quit, to take this job and shove it kind of attitude. But over the years, a lot of it happened at work. Most recently, it's been happening in this organization that we're studying this book on. But it's about being in the present moment and actually choosing to see what's in front of me, you know, and to try to stay in the eye of the storm. Whereas the book's called The Letter Eye of the Storm. You know, like in a hurricane, there's not any drama in the middle of the storm. There's nothing. It's pure peace and calm. While all the drama is circulating around you. So it's trying to move into that space and dropping the shields of fear that we've built up over lifetimes, so that you can actually get to that love place again. And, So that's where I am with that. And I'm only just beginning. I'm just scratching the surface on it. But it's a soul searching process.
Right. You know, I think that, you know, is just another of what we were talking about earlier about being stuck. I mean, it's, mm-hmm. it's where we get our energy and it sounds like it would be really interesting. I know with your group, it, ironically, I think because it was a church group, but mm-hmm. you know, you know, because you think that, and it wasn't even, you know, a traditional church group. It was a spiritual
right.
church group.
It was a New Thought church.
But it happens. I mean, this is conflict happens everywhere. I mean, it's like, I think whenever there's a group of people, you know, the two or more factor gives a lot more energy to everything, regardless of whether it's done positive or negatively. And I think that's, you know, I think that's what we need to be aware of when we're looking at this.
Yeah. For sure.
Because if it's, you know, it's great if you're all on the same page and you're working towards the same thing and then everybody's energy is together. But as soon as, you know, as soon as ego gets involved, as soon as there's a power struggle, as soon as there's conflict, you know, that's when things kind of go awry. And it's interesting. It brings me back again to that one, you know, finding that one place where, you know, there's that beginning point where it is, you know, infinitely easier to shift at that first stage of whatever it is, that anxiety that makes you want to look, makes you want to go to the fridge, whatever that is that, you know, triggers the much bigger thing. And in this case, you know, communication was way off.
Uh-huh.
And blame was put on the wrong people. And it's just, it's fascinating how, you know, little things, had people been open and honest from the beginning, never would have happened.
Sure. I mean, if we had dealt face to face with each individual little thing.
Yep.
And not made any assumptions. I mean, it goes right back to Don Miguel Ruiz's Four Agreements.
Right.
You know, because every one of those was, you know, not followed or was violated in the situation, you know, here where I live.
Right.
And if any one of them had actually been helped, you know, dealt with in a healthy manner, you know, all of it might not have happened.
Right. But everything happens for a reason. And I know that that's one of the ways that I can, you know, step into some of the things that happen is knowing that there is a reason. I don't know what it is. And maybe it's none of my business what it is, but there is a reason. And it will be revealed or not revealed. It doesn't really matter because sometimes it's not our stuff. And sometimes, you know, it is. And we have to look at it from every perspective. So be watching for my blog because it should be an interesting one. As I'm working through this stuff myself.
I mean, you know, we teach what we need to learn. I mean, we blog what we need to learn, don't we?
Well, absolutely. Yes. And support is definitely one of the things that we've all learned is a really good thing. So
exactly.
Do look at our support group and take advantage of the, you know, the low price that we're starting this with. And yeah. All right. Well, this has been a very interesting show.
Different.
I want to thank everybody for taking the time to listen. You are listening to News for the Heart. We've been getting to the heart of what matters. If you want more information about Jean Adrian, go to our website, jeanadrian.com. Myself, Lori Houston, go to intuitivesoul.com. And we've been getting to the heart of what matters. And we'll be back. Well, I guess it's in 3 weeks, but we will be back. All right. And again, thanks for listening. Thanks, Jean.
Thank you, Lori.
Have a question for Lori and want to be on the next News from the Heart show? Drop us a line via instant feedback at bmajor.org. News from the Heart is brought to you by Intuitive Soul and is produced by Major Radio for Clear Channel's iHeartRadio and bmajor.org.